Begin the current daf Masechtas Tmura daf Chav Ches. Begin on the top of the Amud. We begin the sixth parak of Masechtas Tmura, parak Kolei Surin, which continues in a related vein of the topic of this Masechta regarding different prohibitions that relate to the halachas of Kodesh Mizbech. Says the Mishnah as follows: Kolei Surin Legabe Mizbech. All that's forbidden to be sacrificed on the altar on the Mizbech. So they make it forbidden even the minute amount. Meaning to say, even if you have one of these prohibited animals get mixed into 1,000, they're all going to be forbidden for the Mizbeach, if it's not recognizable, so that you can't discern which one it is. Now, as Rashi points out, all the cases of the Mishnah are very well understood that they could be not recognizable, but how do we understand the case of Treifa as a moral defect? That's seemingly, if we know that it's a Treifa, then obviously it would be recognizable. So the Gemara in Zavachim explains that the Dalma Beis, either it would be talking about that yes, it's recognizable because it was an animal that was mauled by a wolf, but there's also one that had a hole from a thorn, which that's not a trefa, and therefore you can't recognize which one is the trefa, or it's talking about the child of a trefa, according to Belazar, who holds that that also cannot be sacrificed. That's not recognizable which one it is, because it's not discernible on the just by looking at it. And therefore, that's the cases that we're talking about where it's not recognizable, gets mixed into even 1,000 animals, it's going to make it aser b'chol shu. What are these forbidden animals for the Mizbeach that makes the whole mixture forbidden? Hareveya, an animal that sodomized a person, or va'anirva, that was sodomized by a person, that had relations with a human being, va'muktza, or was designated to be for idolatry, or va'anevet, it was actually used in the worship of a avodah zarah, va'esnan, if it was in exchange for the services of a harlot, u'mechir, or if it was an animal that was exchanged for these being swapped for a dog, or va'aklaim, if it was a mixed breed, which is its parents are different types of animals, or va'trefa, as we described, if it has a mortal defect, or va'yetzedayf, if it was born through Caesarean, these animals are not fit, and again, the whole mixture is not going to be fit. Now, the Mishnah qualifies a few of these items, and so to the following Mishnahs. Ezehu Muktzah, what's the category of if it's designated for Avodah Zarah? Is HaMuktzah L'Avodah Zkechavim Hu Aser. If it itself was designated for idolatry, it itself is forbidden. But Umasha Lav Mutter, what's on the animal, is actually permitted. Whereas Ve'ezehu HaNeved, what's the case of that if it was worshipped, it was used in itself as the worship of Avodah Zarah? Is Kol Sha'ev D'Naisai, if it itself was worshipped, Hu umasha lavaser. Here, it and what's on it is also going to be forbidden. But v'zebezeh mutbachila, both the mukta and the nevad, although they're forbidden to be used for the mizbeach, but they are permitted to have benefit from it, meaning a common person, a regular person, is permitted to eat them. They're not forbidden for consumption. Now the Gemara asks, Amamar. The time of the Mishnah opened up that said these things are forbidden to the mizbeach, they're aser, and they're oisim b'cholshin. They make it forbidden even in a minute amount, no matter what the mixture is, which, like the Gemara says, is coming to tell us, to lebat leberuba. Although generally there's a law as a majority that's a nullification, in this we don't say the law that is nullified in the majority. Says the Gemara, but Tanina, we already learned this halacha already in the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. The Mishnah says over there, kol hakadoshim, all karbanish, and this aravu bechatois meses. They got mixed into other animals, like the cases of, there are certain five types of karbanchatos that have to be left to die. So it got mixed into a mixture that cannot be used as karbanos, because they have to be left to die. Or got mixed into where there's an ox that has to be stoned, which is also forbidden. It's even forbidden to have benefit from it. So says the Mishnah Zvachim, Afala echad beribu yamusu. Even one in 10,000, then they're all going to be after left to die. Where these are forbidden to have any benefit. Either, like we said, either the Shahar Niskal or the Chamesh Chatois Mesis. Now the Gemara says that Bekashlan, or within Masechta Zvachim, we asked on this Mishnah, and we said, my, what is it saying that even that's Kamar, that's saying in the Mishnah, all karbanas that got mixed into Chatos HaMesis, which sounds like that. If you have one carbon that got mixed into many karbanas chatos that have to be left to die, where there's a whole group of animals that have to be left to die. Or it's saying that one permitted carbon got mixed into even 10,000 forbidden animals. That, Kul and Yemusu, they'll have to be left to die. What's it saying? Obviously, for sure, if the prohibited element is the majority, of course it's going to be left to die, because the majority is actually what's forbidden. We answered over there that Nohachigitani, this is what how you have to read the Mishnah over there. Kala zvachim ol karbanas, that nisarvu bahen, they got mixed into this big pile of valid karbanas, mechatois meses, from those karbanas chatas that were left to die, meaning one problematic chatas got mixed into many kosher animals, many kosher karbanas. So it's even one of Isser and 10,000 of Heter, or Yishar Niskol, or let's say a problematic ox that has to be stoned, That's what the Mishnah was saying. Afilu b'riba, even if you have 10,000 valid karbanos, you musa, they all have to be left to die, and that we don't say there's nullification of even one in these 10,000 kosher animals. One thing is, why does that Mishnah have to go and say the same halacha again over here? Already said that over there, Mishnah says l'zvachim, that regarding to the laws of the Mizbeach, that they have to be left to die. That, yeah, we don't say law of nullification, even one of Isser, in 10,000 of Heter. Says Gemara, Itzrach, it was necessary. Why? Sakatat, I mean, you would have thought to say, yeah, Hasim over there in that Mishnah Masech Tzvachim, where the case was Chatois HaMeses, those Chatois left to die, because let's say it's a Vlad Chatos, all those different types of cases, or Shar HaNiskal, the Isur Hana. The cases mentioned over there are things that are forbidden to have even benefit from them. That's considered a very severe prohibited item, so that's significant, and that does not become nullified. So the whole mixture is now, since you can't discern which one it is, it's forbidden. Abul Hacha, but over here in our Mishnah, like the cases of Reveya, Nirva, animal that's sodomized or was sodomized, the Lavi Surah Hano, they're not things that are forbidden to have benefit from it. They're permitted for a commoner to eat these animals. An animal that was sodomized is kosher, because actually that's the case that we're talking about when we're saying that it's sodomized or was sodomized. It's only with the testimony of one witness, which it doesn't get stoned that way. Or let's say the owner admitted, where the halach is moed b'knas pater, since he admits to this liability, he's actually exempt from his animal being stoned, so the animal's not going to get killed, so it's not forbidden to have benefit from it. So emi levata berubas, I would have said in the halach of our Mishnah that actually would be nullified in the majority, because not such a severe isser. That's why we needed the halacha of our Mishnah to say, no, even over here where it's not Isur HaNoah, regarding the laws of the Mizbeach, we're going to say it's not going to be batal. Now Rashi points out that in Masechet Tzvachim, the Gemara then asked the question in the reverse. So then, why couldn't we just say our Mishnah will be in Temura and not need the Mishnah Masechet Tzvachim? So the Gemara says, no, because then I would have thought to say that in our Mishnah, where these items, Reveya, Nirva, Muktzah, all these different things, that they're considered disgusted regarding being given to Hashem. So therefore, we can understand why our Mishnah says they're not going to be nullified. But the halacha is, that's only problematic for Hashem. But so what do you do with the animal? So it's not nullified. The whole mixture is problematic. You can't bring it as a carbon, but so you let them all graze until the available blemish, and then it's actually permitted for a commoner to eat it. But that's what we're saying. But something that for a commoner that's also forbidden, so then I actually would have said that if it would make it problematic for a commoner, actually you would say maybe that it would be batal. That's why you need the Mishnah Masechet Tzvachim to say that no, they're all going to be left to die. Meaning to say that even for a commoner, it's not going to be nullified. Because if you would say it would be nullified for a commoner, then why does it say Yemusu? The Mishnah Tzvachim should have said that Yira Ad Sheyimu, they should graze until they develop a blemish, and then you redeem and eat it for the commoner. Therefore, you needed the Mishnah over there to say that actually, no, we say so far that it's not going to be nullified, even that it's going to make it problematic for a commoner, that we leave it to die, like by things over there that it's talking about Isur HaNoah, that even if a commoner is not going to be up to half from it, it's still not going to be batal. However, the Gemara asks, so we explain that the reason why we need our Mishnah is because our Mishnah is not talking about Isur HaNoah. It's talking about cases like Reveya and Nirva, that we have to tell you even over there is not going to be batal. Says the Gemara, but the Reveya v'Nirva namitinina. But that even that category of things that are not Isur HaNoah, like by the animals that were sodomized or they were the victim or the perpetrator, that the Mishnah teaches there in Tzvachim also, where it talks about from the karbanas that were in this arvu, they got mixed in Reveya or v'Nirva. These cases, if it's sodomized or was sodomized, that Yirat Shistavu. If it got mixed in one of these types of problematic animals, so we said, you let it graze until it develops a blemish, the machur, and then they're sold. Like we said in our Mishnah, it's only that you can't go ahead and bring it as a carbon. But it's not asabah, none of these cases. It just can't bring it as a carbon. So now all of them you can bring as a carbon. So you let them graze until they develop a blemish, the machur, they're sold. And then you bring from the best one, from that which you had to bring a carbon, they got mixed in. If let's say the carbon they had to bring was a shlam, so you bring from the best animal there that got mixed in, which you don't know which one it is, a carbon shlam, because Hekdesh always gets the better benefit. And if the animal he was supposed to bring was oil, so you bring from the best with the carbon oil. But one thing you see from that mission itself in Tzvachim is that we learn from there already that even by those which are permitted to have benefit from them, like the case of our Mishnah Rav and Nirva, that we're saying it's not batal b'rav. You're right, those are not Yemusu, but we already learned the halacha that it's not batal from there. What do we need our Mishnah for? So Rav Kahane says, Amrita l'shmaita kamed Rav Shimi Barashi. He says, I sit over this sugya, this topic, in front of Rav Shimi Barashi, with this question, so what was the necessity of our Mishnah? And normally he said to me the following resolution. He said, Chada, one of the Mishnahis, meaning our Mishnah over here, is talking about bechulin. What do you mean chulin? We're talking about regarding being forbidden to the Mizbeach, is that when this problematic animal, Raiv and Nirva, well, all these types of animals, got mixed in with the other animals, it got mixed in with other animals when the other animals were still unconsecrated. And then, after it was mixed together, then they went and sanctified the animals, says, I want to bring them as karbanas. The Chada and the other Mishnah, they were in Masechta Zevachim, is Tomat, Bekadishim. Now, when did this problematic animal get mixed into the other animals? When they were already sanctified as karbanas. Because that's actually the wording over there. It says, Kol HaZevachim. All karbanas that got mixed in with these problematic animals, like Revei and Nirva, that, oh, they're all problematic now, and you have to wait till they develop a blemish, and then you sell it and use its monetary proceeds. Now, so says the Gemara, so still, what's the necessity? It was necessary to say both types of cases. Why? The Yesh Minigabi Kajim, had we only said, like the Mishnah in Zvachim, there was talking about, where it already was a carbon when this Raiveya or Nirva got mixed in. Yeah, you would say over there, it's not nullified and it's all problematic. Mishum Demeisi. Because at the time of the mixture, it was already repugnant, already repulsive, where these are already carbonous that are being addressed with a problematic element. But let's say in the way our Mishnah describes it, where at the time of the mixture, there was no mi'us, there was no repugnancy, there's nothing repulsive over here, because the whole repulsiveness of this is not for human consumption, for regular people, it's not a problem. It's a problem for the Mizbeach, you can't use it for Hashem. But at the time it got mixed in, it was unconsecrated. There was no element related to Hashem. So I would say, okay, so there is nullification. We don't view this animal as around anymore. It's considered nullified in the majority. And hence, when subsequently it's sanctified, that would be a valid sanctification because it already was nullified as an Isser and therefore you should be able to be Makaris Karbanas. That's why we needed our Mishnah to say that even over there when it mixed in, it was still Chulin, still it's not going to be considered nullified and they're all problematic and forbidden to the Mizbech. Now, as Rashi pointed out before, since the Gemara Zbachim asks, then so just say that our Mishnah Masechta Temura, and we shouldn't need the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. That the Gemara there explains that, no, here Masechta Zvachim, there is something our Mishnah needed to tell us, which is called Takanta. It needed to tell us, so what's the rectification? What do you do? And that's why I have to repeat the Halacha Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, because over there Masechta Temura, which is over here, that our Mishnah only says, Oysin B'choshin. It says, oh, it's problematic even with a Minutim, but it doesn't say, okay, what do you do about it? But in Masechta Zvachim, in the Mishnah, it says, so what do you do about it? Is so you sell it, and from the best quality animal that there is of that species, you use for that carbon over there. That's why I have to say the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. But the Gemara continues asking. But ubechula namitanina, even what you're describing, that regarding a problematic element of one of these things, in getting mixed into when it's still unconsecrated, even that we already learned somewhere else already. Mishnah Masechta Zavidazara, that it's talking about that even in unconsecrated things, something that's prohibited, like the halachas of our Mishnah, are not nullified in the majority because they're living animals. And all these things that are considered significant and distinct, they don't become nullified. So we already know that. What do you need our Mishnah for? As the Mishnah teaches over there, it says, Ve'ilo asurin, and these items are prohibited. Ve'oysin mukalshin, and they make it forbidden even in a minute amount. What are they? Yayin nesach, the wine that's poured as libations for avodah zarah, mavitz kechavim, and idolatry. V'tzipri mitzayra, the birds that are brought for the purification of the mitzayra. V'oris levuvin, and as the Gemara in avodah zarah explains, iris means the heart that are pierced by the hide that's pierced by the heart, which is that they used to make a hole in the hide of the living animal opposite the heart, and it would tear out the sacrificial parts for their idol, for their idolatry, from the hole opposite the heart, and sacrifice to the avodah zarah, which takrevis avodah kechavim, something that's sacrificed for an idol, like all these other cases over in the Mishnah Masechta avodah zarah, is forbidden to have benefit from it. The sar nazir and the hair of a nazir is also forbidden to have benefit from it, because it has to be put under the cauldron, the pot where the karbanas were being cooked. Upet chamor, also the firstborn donkey, is also forbidden to have benefit. Ubas b'chalav, and also where if there's a piece of meat that was cooked with milk, and then subsequently that piece of meat was then mixed with other pieces of meat, even 1,000 pieces of meat, they're all going to be forbidden because it's considered a significant thing, which as Rashi points out is going according to the one who says that bas b'chalav az asabhana, as the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kof Yedalim Abayz, because all these cases of avodah zarah, they're all things that are forbidden to have benefit, and we're saying they're even asr b'chalshu, in a minute amount, they're not but even 1,000 other things. Bashar HaNiskel, and also the ox that gets stoned because of a crime that it committed. The Egla Rufo, or the calf that has to be decapitated because they found the person dead on the road. v'chulin shenishchutu bazar, or unconsecrated animal that was slaughtered in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, v'sar mishtaleach, or the higod has to be sent away in Yom Kippurim off the cliff la'azazel, says the Mishnah in Avodah Zar, hari elasur, and these are all forbidden and even forbidden to have benefit from them, v'oisim mechalshin, and they make everything that it's mixed into forbidden no matter the amount. Now, this is talking about regarding chulin animals, and still we see that we say it's not batel. So what is our Mishnah teaching? You said, oh, it's different than Zvachim, because Zvachim is talking about things that are kachim here, it's chulin, but chulin already know from the Mishnah Sechel Zavai Dezara. So it's Gemara, no, Tzrich, it was Neser. Why? Because Diyash Min Hasam, had we only said over there in the Mishnah Sechel Zavai Dezara, the Surah Hanah. Yeah, those things are not batel even a thousand, because they're very severe prohibitions that they're prohibited to even have benefit from them. So therefore, delay batli. Therefore, they're not nullified. But here where they're only usher for the Mizbeach, but they're not usher by no, a commoner could use them, could eat from them. So Levatli, I would have thought to say they could be nullified, and if we need our Mishnah. And so too, Vyashmin Hach, had we only said our Mishnah Mesechtas Tamura, de la Gevaya, the Mois, where we're talking about regarding using for the Mizbeach, where that's repugnant, that's disgusting. So therefore we're saying that's not going to be nullified regarding bringing them as the rest as Karbanas. But for a commoner, I would say that, yeah, even those things that are asaba no, but it's talking about old, regular person's own animals. They were saying they're all forbidden now because of what's mixed in. I would say that actually it is nullified in the majority. That's why we needed the Mishnah Masechtas Avodah Zarah to say that, no, even for a commoner, it's not going to be considered batel b'roiv. Now, as the Agos Agur brings down, which is obvious from our text in Rashi, that the Rashi had an added-on text here in the Gemara. Where the question is, the Gemara asks another question. Why is it different over there, Masechtas Zvachim, when it talks about Kachim? The Tani Isur Hana, where it talks about things that are forbidden to have benefit from them. For example, the Chatois HaMesis and the Shara Niska, like we mentioned before, those things are problematic to the extent that it makes that these things are forbidden to have even benefit from them. Now, additionally, the Surah Achila, it also talks about things over there that are forbidden only to eat, not Asa Tavana, like an animal that's a treifa. And it says in Bahadi Adadi, he puts those types of categories together. So why is it together over there? But Umayshna Gabe, why is it different by in Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, where Tarevis Chulin, where it's talking about a mixture of things which are unconsecrated, meaning a regular person's his own stuff, not regarding things of Hekdesh. And there, Ifsig V'tani, there it separates and it teaches Isuri HaNoluchod. When it talks about that thing which is forbidden to have benefit, it mentions it individually, because it says these things that, like we just quoted right now, these things are Asr and the Isim Mekol Shein, and they're even forbidden to have benefit, like the Halachas of Yayin Nesach. And then on a different line, a separate category, it says Visur Achil Luchud. It talks about things that are forbidden to consume. It says it separately. Where it says these are things that are not Asabana. It's like milk that's milked by a non-Jew and there's no Jew that's seeing. Why there does it separate the categories in Misach the Zvacha Makachim it doesn't? So that the Gemara says, Mistab, it's logical. Koi Gabe Imisach Zavoide Zara, when it wants to tell you things that are prohibited of Yayin Nesach, because that's the title of the Masech, the Zara, libations for wine, for an idol. The Yisur HaNohu, those are things that are forbidden to have benefit. That's what Yayin Nesach is. So Toni, Yisur HaNohu, the Damile. So when it says together with it, it puts in the category other things that are similar to that, which are forbidden to have benefit from it, because that's really what the Masech is coming to talk about. So therefore, it says it with it, but things that are only forbidden to eat, it says it separately. So Achinami, Gabi Zvachim, here also when it's talking about by Masech Zvachim, by Karbanas, Toni, the Damile, it says things which are similar to it, which the Kulu Asur in the Gevaya. All things, whether the Asr Bahano, Asr Bahil, doesn't make a difference. They're all in the same category of being Asr for Hashem. And therefore, there it puts it together, whereas in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, it has them separate. Now, the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of a Mishnah that we said that in the category of things that are forbidden to the Mizbeach, and they're even Asr Bacholshu, they don't become batel even a thousand, is Vereveya, Venirva, from the first items were an animal that sodomized or was sodomized. Says the Gemara, Manol Nasir Legvar, how do we know that those types of animals are forbidden to be used for Hashem, for the Mizbeach? Says Gemara, because Tanban within the Brice, the Pasuk says, Midyikra, talk to the Jewish people, tell them, Adam ki Yaakov mikem karban Hashem, a man that's going to be sacrificed from you, or karban to Hashem. And the Pasuk continues, which we're going to expound, min ha-behema, from the animals, min ha-bakar, from the cattle, min ha-tzayim, from the flock, takrivas karbanskam, you should sacrifice your karbanas. Now, whenever it says min, from, so the first one it says, min ha-behema, from the animals, sounds like, but not all animals. Oh, that's lohitzi, that's exclusionary terminology, that's coming to include the reveya venirva. If it's sodomized, it was sodomized, it was engaged in the act of bestiality, that's going to be excluded from being able to be brought as a carbon. Now, however, the Brisa says, but valedinu, but we would know it from logic, and we don't even need a pasuk to tell us that it's excluded. Why do you need a pasuk to exclude it? Because I would tell you, if a blemished animal, shloin the savdaba, there, no sin was done with the animal, just it has a blemish. pasul gam mizbeach, it's considered invalid to the bringing it as a carbon on mizbeach. So reveiv a nirva, so an animal that was engaged in the act of bestiality should never be naveh, where a sin was done with it. A person is not allowed to have such an engagement with an animal. Ain't a din shasul gam mizbeach, isn't it a kabel chemin that's going to be asked to the mizbeach? Why do we need a pasuk? So the Brei said, yeah, because chayrish b'sherva chamor yechiach. In the situation where someone plowed with a forbidden mixture of an ox and a donkey, that will disprove your kal v'chemer. Because shenesavda by avera, there the animals, a sin was committed with them, which is plowing with klayim. Umutulika mizbeach. And such animals are, if you sanctify them subsequently, they're permitted to be used as a carbon to the mizbeach, and therefore that's why we need a pasuk. But ask the Braisa back, wait, how can you disprove our kal v'chemer asking why you need the pasuk from plowing it with an ox and a donkey together? But malacherish b'sherva chamor, I could tell you that, yeah, over there, when you plow with an ox and donkey together, the reason why they're still permitted to be brought as a carbon is shein chayov and misa, because there's no liability of death for plowing with two animals together. Taima b'reveir v'nirva, whereas when the animal was engaged in the act of bestiality, shein chayov and misa, whether the animal is liable for the death, it has to be killed. So therefore, we're back to the question, why do you need a pasuk? You don't need a pasuk. You do know it from a kavachem, because you cannot disprove it from chayrish b'shemer, where there it's still mutter, because there's no death penalty. Here there is. Maybe I would say it is something severe, and therefore I would know already from balmum that it doesn't require a pasuk that's going to be forbidden from mizbech. To which the Braisa answers, no. Tulach mashavesa. Take back what you brought. In other words, your refutation of our answer is not valid. Because you want to say, oh, that it's more severe because it has the death penalty, and therefore you wouldn't know it from Sherva Chamor. No, it's not true, because Hare, yes, your logic would work very well in a situation, where the Reveh and the Nirva, its act was committed with a human being, when there were two witnesses who could testify and see that the animal was engaged in an act of bestiality, then you're right, then the animal is going to be killed, and then it's forbidden, for sure, without a pasuk, for it to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbech. But if it committed this sin with only one witness that's testifying, or with the owner, where the animal doesn't get killed, then you'd be back to the question, how do you know it's forbidden to the Mizbeach? It should be just like Sherva Chamor, which doesn't have the death penalty, unless you have the Pasuk. And that's why we needed the Pasuk. Now, however, Amar Shimon, he continues the conversation. He says, no, ani don. I will derive it from logic, which you shouldn't need a Pasuk. Because a Mabal Mum, he goes back to Balmum, but he learns it a different way. He says, if a blemished animal, where even if you have two witnesses testifying that this is a blemished animal, it doesn't make the animal forbidden to be eaten. It's still a kosher animal. Yet, the testimony of one witness, meaning if the sage, who is one person, says that it's a permanent blemish, he invalidates it from being brought as a carbon. So then the kal v'chemer is, an animal that was engaged in bestiality. Where if two witnesses testify regarding that it was a reveh of a nirva, it makes it even problematic for a person to eat it, because the animal has to get stoned. So in the din, isn't a kal v'chemer that the testimony of one witness actually would invalidate it from being brought as a carbon? And therefore it says, what do you need a pasuk for? Oh, that's why you learn out from the animal, lohitzi revei v'nirva, to exclude the revei v'nirva. Rashi Gemara asks, what do you mean by asim medina? You just derived it from logic, from a kal v'chemer that you said you don't need a pasuk. What are you bringing the pasuk for? Says Gemara, as we continue to Beis, Amr Vashi, he explains as follows. No, you do need the pasuk. Because although that is a kal v'chemer, mishum de'ikale meimim me'ikar de'din percha, because you could say from the whole source that you're trying to bring from, which is from the Balmum, that's refuted, and there's a flaw within the Kavachem, and therefore you wouldn't know from a Kavachem. Because Mala Balmum, if we find by a blemished animal, yeah, that there it's forbidden to the Mizbech. Shekin Mumin Nikr, because the blemish is recognizable. That's the only type of blemish actually that invalidates if it's recognizable. So therefore, there I know why it's possible to the Mizbech. But Taima B'Reveir V'Nir V'Shein Mumin Nikr, whereas an animal that was sodomized or that's sodomized, that blemish is not recognizable. So, since the blemish is not recognizable, I would say that actually would be valid to the mizbech, and therefore you wouldn't know it from a kavachemer. Therefore, you need to have the pasuk of from the animal, which is exclusionary, to exclude the animal that was engaged in bestiality as a reveya or a nirva. Now, the Gemara continues. That was the source for one halacha of the Mishnah and Reveya Benirva. The Gemara continues with the Braisa that keeps explaining the halachas of the case of our Mishnah, which are excluded from being brought on the Mizbeach. The Pasuk continues and says, Min HaBakr, from the cattle. So says the Braisa, that's lahitzias an evet. That's another exclusionary terminology to exclude an animal that was worshipped in idolatry. Now continues the Braisa again. It says, but v'alei dinu, I would know it from a kavu chemer. Uma esna nemechir, if regarding the case of the animal that was given as payment for the services of a harlot, or an animal that was given in exchange for a dog, umechir, shetzipuyon, where if, let's say, they were covered with something, after he gave it, let's say, to the harlot, those coverings on the animal, mutarin, they're permitted to bring those, let's say it was plated with gold on that, it's permitted to bring that to the Beis HaMikdash to make those plates that are used to plate the outside of the altar, because the Torah says explicitly that the only thing that's forbidden by the Esnan and the Mechir is Gam Shnehem, also them, the animal themselves, but not the Tzipuyin, not the things that cover the animals. So if over there that by Esnan and Mechir, that what covers them is Mutaran, yet Hei Nasurin, but the animal itself is forbidden, so says the Braisa, isn't it a Kavachem, so never an animal that was worshipped in idolatry. She Tzipuyiv Aser, as we're going to shortly bring, that the covering, the plating of the idol that was worshipped is forbidden, because the pasuk says leisach mekesav zav aleihem, you shouldn't desire the gold and silver that's on the idol itself. That even the plating is aser. In the din shehus, isn't a kabochemer that the thing itself that was worshipped, that was made into an idol, that aser, that's going to be aser and forbidden to be brought as a carbon to Hashem. Now, although for a commoner it's not aser because a living animal is not forbidden, as the Gemara is going to actually explain later on, but for Hashem, I would know that it's aser, because since what covers it is forbidden even for benefit from a commoner, so obviously the thing itself is aser for Hashem, for the Mizbech, so why do I need a pasuk? But says the Braisa, no oy chilof. No, or maybe I would think to say that I wouldn't know it from a kal v'chemer. I would say the opposite. Now, if I didn't know, I didn't have it in the pasuk, I would say the kal v'chemer the other way. Uma esna nemechir, if this animal that was exchanged for the zayino or for the kelev, shehen asurin, where the animal itself is forbidden, but tzipuyein mutarin, what covers it is permitted. So nevad, regarding the animal that was worshipped, shemutar, which the Gemara assumes right now, we would say that it's permitted, because we don't find anywhere that the nevad, the animal that was worshipped, is if it's a living animal that's forbidden to the Mizbeach. So you hate tzipuyein mutaris, and that would say, okay, to the contrary, that actually that what covers it should be permitted. That's the Braisa, you can't entertain this second option. Because imkain, if that would be the case, and this is what we were assuming in the first option, as we explained, betalti, you're nullifying what the pasuk says in Devarim. Says loisach mekesav azov aleihem. Don't desire the gold and silver that's on them, meaning on the idol, for lekach talach, and take for you. So therefore, you can't say oy chilof, or maybe the other way around, because since we know from a kal v'chomer that the idol itself is aser for Hashem, because we know it, if even what covers it is aser for sure the animal itself. So then we're back to the question. So then we don't need the pasuk. Why do we need the pasuk? Says the Braisa, no anei akiyemena. I could still uphold the pasuk. That this pasuk that we just quoted in the Devarim, that still wouldn't be difficult why we need the pasuk to exclude the nevet. Because I would tell you, when it says in the pasuk, leisach mekesav zav, don't desire the silver and the gold, even what's on them, which we're saying, even the tzipuyim of the avodah zarah zaser, that's bedavar, that's when the avodah zarah itself is she'im by ruach chaim. Does not have a living spirit, it's not a living thing. An idol, let's say, that's made out of gold, old gold, or silver, wood itself. Avodavish is beruachayim, but if the avodah zarah, the case that we're discussing here, if you could use it as a carbon for the mizbeach, what was worshipped itself is a living spirit, is an animal. So then I actually would tell you, hoyle, and the gear says, vuhu mutter, since, as we're assuming right now, because if you didn't have the pasuk, since a living creature itself that was worshipped is mutter, so then maybe yachal yetzipu mutter, maybe, yeah, I would say that with the covering, the plating is actually permitted. And if I could say, oy chiluf, because since it itself is permitted, even for Hashem, so I would actually say the plating is also permitted. And this is the pasuk says the plating is forbidden, is when it was covering something that's not a living creature, which the thing itself is forbidden as an idol. That's what says the Braisa. That's why we need to have the pasuk from the cattle, and not all the cattle, lohitzi as a never, to exclude that which was worshipped, that's forbidden to Hashem. And since it is forbidden to Hashem, from the pasuk that we know, now we know that also the plating of the animal also would be forbidden even to a commoner, because that's the pasuk, leisachmed, which says what's plating the avodah zarah is forbidden for hanah, even for a commoner. Now, however, the Gemara asks on this, in Maskevel Rav Hanan, he says, wait, taima demaite kroy, you tell me that the reason why, you tell me that a living creature, an animal, is forbidden when it was itself was worshipped as avodah zarah, that's going to be forbidden as a carbon to Hashem, is because we have an explicit exclusionary terminology from the pasuk minat bakar. But haloi matei kroy, you tell me that if you didn't have an exclusion, then tzipuyi mutter, then you would say that what plates it actually would be permitted. On that, as the Gemara, but the Pasuk says in Devarim, v'ibadetem es shemam, that you should obliterate their names, which is the Vilna Gaon points out in Hagoyas Agroyas Aleph, that this Pasuk is superfluous. So therefore, we're coming to conclude that would seem to be, as the Gemara is asking, even on a living creature, that kol ha'asi l'shemam, anything that's made for their name, is forbidden, which would include the tzipui even of a living creature. So how could they say that if we didn't have min ha'baka, that we would have thought the tzipui of a living creature that was worshipped would be permitted? So the Gemara knows how that pasuk, the extra pasuk, like the Vilna Gaon pointed out, of Ibatim Shemam, is not coming to say that everything related to Avodah Zarah would be forbidden, let's say even what covers a living creature. No, that you should obliterate their name is actually telling us a different halacha. How do you obliterate their name? Lekan Slem Shem Hudasah, because you have to give it a derogatory nickname. So you're obliterating its regular name. That's what the pasuk is coming to say. Like, for example, the Beis Galia, that Avodah Zarah that's called Beis Galia, which is a terminology of height, of glory. Karina is a base karya. You call it either like Rashi brings base kalya, which means say it should be obliterated, like kilyan, or like Argus, a base karya, which is terminology of a lavatory, like the pasuk in Yirmiyah, karu sheicha, they dig a pit, that's where they would excrete themselves. Or that is called pnei ha-moylech. You call it pnei kalev, the face of the dog. Or ein kol, it means the eye of everything. So you call that by desert ein kai, it's the eye of the thorn. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Now the Gemara, however, asks on these two drushes that we brought so far from Min HaBehema and Min HaBakar, that Min HaBehema is coming to exclude Reveya and Nirva, and Min HaBakar is coming to exclude the animal that was worshipped. So the Gemara, Eipachano, maybe I would say the opposite. How do you know? Maybe Min HaBehema, from the animals, Lohitzi Es HaNeved, is coming to exclude that which was worshipped. And Min HaBakar, and from the cattle, is Lohitzi Reveya and Nirva, is coming to exclude if it was engaged in the act of bestiality. Says the Gemara, Hasa min yad dekra. There, it's from the context of the pasuk, and as the Shita adds in the words, v'hach min yad dekra. There is also from the context of the pasuk itself. Meaning, as the Gemara is going to point out, we find by reveya, by sodomy, the terminology of the pasuk is behema. So min the behema would be excluding the reveya nirva, and we find the pasuk that talks about idolatry regarding an animal. It says the terminology of bakar, of cattle, which is this of shayr, and therefore that's where we're going to exclude it from the terminology of behema. As the Gemara explains, of Bakr. As the Gemara explains, Ksiv Gabbahim, it says, by that relating to an animal, it says in the Yikra, V'ish, and the gear says, Asher Yitin Shechavte Bebehema. If a man's going to place his laying, he's going to sleep Bebehema with an animal, so Mais Yumas is going to surely die. So you see that bestiality talks about Behema. So from Min Behema, we're going to exclude the Revein and Hirva. And Gabi Bak Ksiv, regarding cattle, which is specifically regarding the larger animals, which is what the Pasuk is going to say, which is Min HaBakar, that we're excluding the halacha of Neved, if it was worshipped as Avodah Zarah. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayimiras Kvaidim, they switched their glory. I mean, instead of Hashem, they switched it to Chasham B'Tavnes Shar Oichel Esa, which was the eagle with the figure of an ox eating grass. You see that it uses a Shar, which is Bakar, to talk about that of Neved that was worshipped as a Avodah Zarah, so therefore from Min HaBakar is where we exclude Neved from being brought as a carbon on Mizbech. Continues the Braisa regarding other categories of our Mishnah. It says in the Pasuk, in that same Pasuk, Min HaTzayin, from the flock, Lahitzes HaMuktzeh, that's another exclusionary terminology, Min, to exclude an animal that was designated for the utility of sacrifices for Avodah Zarah. Now when it says Umin HaTzayin, and from the flock, the Vav, is Lahitzes Negech, to exclude an animal that gored and killed a person with only one witness, because if it was two witnesses, already know it would be forbidden because it has to be stone. It's not going to be stone, but such an animal is forbidden to be brought as a carbon for the Mizbech. Now, Amr B'Shimon, he explains, he says, Im Nema Reveya, if we already tell you that the animal that was sodomized is forbidden to be brought as a carbon, so Lama Nema Negech, so why does it have to tell us that regarding the animal that gored? Both of them are the same, that if there were two witnesses regarding what happened, that both of them would be stone. So, Vim Nema Negech, and if it would say Negech, Lama Nema Reveya, why do you need both of them? Says the Gemara, because Lefish Yesh Nabi Reveya Mashainkim in Negech, because there is a certain stringency that applies to the animal that's sodomized that doesn't apply to Negech, and you would not have known if we're saying that it's Usr as a carbon of Reveya, that it's Usr by Negech, as the Gemara explains. Yesh Reveya, there is that applies specifically by an animal that's sodomized. Shereveya Isa Inus Karasin, the animal that was engaged in bestiality, even if it was against the animal's will, we consider it like it was done willingly that the animal gets killed anyway. Mashenkim in the Gach, where we don't say that by an animal that gored, where we don't say if it was forcibly done as if it did it willingly regarding being stoned. As the Mishnah teaches in Baba Kamen of Lamentesim and Alf, what's called Shairit Staden, the animal that's trained to gore, which they do in the Colosseums, actually such an animal, though it kills a person, is not liable to be stoned. Because it says Shair Kiigach, an ox that will gore, Veloishi Gihu Achim, not that others cause it to gore. So therefore, I wouldn't have known the Gach. And so to in the reverse, yesh benegech, this is strings that applies to animal that gores, shenegech meshal mesa kaifer, that if an animal gores and kills a person, its owner has to pay kaifer, which is the amount of the atonement money, of the value of the person that was killed. Even though the ox is being stoned, you still have to pay kaifer, mashen gem b'reveya, which doesn't apply by reveya, that there's such an obligation, and therefore, hotzach lem reveya, hotzach lem negech, we have to say by both of them, that they're both going to be possible as a carbon for the mizbech. Now, however, the Gemara brings that, v'hai tana maisi lamahacha. The halachas that we just brought, and from the first brisa to teach the halachas of a mishnah of reveya nirva, that they're forbidden to be brought as a carbon to Hashem, the following brisa learns it from a different source. The Tanakh learned the brisa. Reveya, v'hanirva, the animal that sodomized or was sodomized, and the gear says v'chulu, taking out the lam and mem, etc., all these types of animals, him kukachim shekadimum oivalekdation. They're like sanctified animals, which they only had a temporary blemish before they were sanctified, which therefore, if it had a permanent blemish, it wouldn't have any physical sanctity at all, it would have monetary sanctity. If it's a temporary blemish, it has a physical sanctity, albeit an invalidated one, so you can't bring it as a carbon. So you still have to wait for it to develop a permanent blemish, and only then could you redeem them. Shnemek says the pasuk in the Yuk. It says kimashchasim behem, because their destruction is in them. Mumbam, there's a blemish in them. Which the Gemara asks, my Talmud, what do you see from that pasuk that you have to wait for a mum kavua by these cases of reveya and nirva? So says the Gemara, chasur mechzibal katan. No, there are words missing from the brayis, and this is what it's supposed to say. Minayin shein asurin. This pasuk is coming to say regarding the opening part of the halacha. We're saying that they're forbidden to be brought as a carbon. They have physical sanctity because it was only temporary blemish, but that's what we're saying, because we're saying it's like, it doesn't have a temporary blemish, it's reveya benirva, but we're saying it's like the type of category. And that is what the Brayis is coming to say. How do we know that they're forbidden to bring as a carbon, that you're saying, okay, it's going to have a physical sanctity, but a flawed one, and therefore you have to wait to develop a permanent blemish? How do you know that it's forbidden at all? Tamalim, that's the pasuk coming to say, kimashchasin behem mumba. There's the destruction in them, there's a blemish in them. What do you see from this pasuk? How do you see that reveya nirva is asur lakrava? Because it's torn the Rebbe Shmuel, it's torn the base of Shibi Rebbe Shmuel, kamakum shenema hashchas, wherever it says destruction, in elo devar erva, it refers to ideas of sexual immorality and to idolatry. And that's the reveya nirva, which is devar erva. Devar erva, the chsev, where do we find hashchasa? It says that the terminology of immorality, like it says the pasuk in Bereishis, when it talks about the Dar HaMalbo, it says ki hishchas kol basa b'gayim, because all the flesh destroyed their way, they were all engaged in sexual immorality, that used the terminology of hashchasa. And avodas kechavnech says, when we're going to idolatry, it says the pasuk in Devarim, pen tashchisun, maybe you might be destructive, vasisun lochem pesel tmunis kol samal, that you can make any graven images. So you see that hashchasa refers to gila rayis and avodasar. So what's the pasuk teaching when it's saying mashchasim behem mumbam? Hashchas is referring to Avodah Zarah and Gilai Rayis, and says mum to make a comparison, a hekesh. Kol sham mum paisel behen, anything that the blemish invalidates, which is for a carbon, devar erva v'avodah zikachav paisel behen, so to Gilai Rayis and Avodah Zarah are going to make it invalidated. Now that includes reveya nirva, which are elements of arayis, and it also includes muktzah neved, which are ideas of Avodah Zarah, and therefore that's the source, according to this brisa, to exclude these things from being brought as a carbon, comparing it to a baal mum, which is also forbidden to be brought as a carbon. So the Gemara asks, so the Tanya Rebbe Shmuel that we just brought, so min habehema, min habakar, min hatzayin, my darshi, but what do they do with the pasuk of the first source, of the first brisa, where they learned it out from the min of these psukim? He already learns it out from this halacha of mashchasim behem. What does it do with these, the min habehem and the min habakar, min hatzayin? Says the Gemara, it needs to exclude other things. Prad is coming to exclude l'chayla, if the animal is sick, zakan, if it's elderly, and mezum, if it sweats and it's smelly, such an animal is invalidated. That's the three exclusionary things from the mint. And says the Gemara, v'tana kama, so the Tana, the first breast, the afkinu l'ani kura, that already used these psukim l'reveya v'nirva, that if it's sodomized or was sodomized, s'chayla, zakan, mezum, and nole, what does he know to exclude if it's sick, elderly, or foul-smelling? So Nafka, he learns it from a different pasuk in Vayikra that says, Minatzayin, from the flock, Minakfasim, from the lambs, and the Gir says, Oyim, and the Izma, from the goat. That's three terminologies to exclude those three categories. But says the Gemara, Tan Rebbe Shmuel, he says, and the reason is, as the Vilna Gaon says in Eis Beis, because although the first pasuk he agreed to learn out from Min to exclude different things, Chayla, Zak, and Mezuim, but that's because that whole pasuk is superfluous. This pasuk, which is not, that's being quoted right now, he says, Urchid de Krolish Dehachi, it's the normative way of the pasuk to say min, and it's not being used as exclusionary terminologies, and therefore he doesn't learn out anything from that. Now the Mishnah said, qualifying one of the categories, Ezehu Muktza, what's considered set aside for Avodah Zarah, which is forbidden to be brought as a korban on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah said, Hamuktza l'avodiskechav m'chulu, what's set aside for idolatry is forbidden as something to be brought as a korban on the Mizbeach. Now Amr Shlakash, he qualifies, and he says, in Asr, it's not forbidden, ela muktza l'shevashanim, unless it was designated to be set aside for a period of up to 7 years, and that at the end of the 7 years, it's going to be sacrificed as for Avodah Zarah, that's considered something that's muktzah. Shanem, like you find the pasuk in Shaiftim, it says, Vayhi b'layla, who was on that night, Vayim alay Hashem, and Hashem said to Gidoin, Kach es par ha-shor shel avicha, take the bull, the ox, that's for your father, which he had used as Avodah Zarah, u'par ha-shein yishevashanim, and the second bull of 7 years, meaning that was fattened for 7 years. So you see from this pasuk that that's the normative way of doing this, that it should be fattened for 7 years, and then you bring it. So what's considered set aside for Avodah Zarah? If they were fattening it for 7 years, and they were holding on for such a long time, that's considered, oh, that's really being designated. That's considered a real valid designation. But if it's less than, that's not considered so significant, that would not be considered muktzah of Avodah Zarah. That's one version. Rashi brings another interpretation, that actually almost the other way around. That something that's set aside for Avodah Zarah, it's the expiration date is up to 7 years. Meaning, if after 7 years that it was set aside, it has not been used yet, and they didn't bring it as a korban, then it's not problematic anymore. And that's what's actually being brought from the pasuk when it says the second bull was of 7 years, which obviously you see that since 7 years already passed by, that his father had designated for Avodah Zarah, and it wasn't used yet, so it became permitted, and that's why Gidon was able to bring this as a korban. Now, but the Gemara, however, asks on the source and says, "What v'hasa muktzah b'chodav? What you think that animal that he was bringing as a korban was only set aside for Avodah Zarah, but never namehava? What do you mean? It was also worshipped." Which Rashi says doesn't know the source for this, but Rabbi Negashim brings because in the pasuk it calls it the Baal. It says Hashem told him by Rasta es mezbech habaal, you should destroy the altar of the Baal, which was made for that bull. For that par, which is called Baal, so you see that it was actually worshipped as an Avodah Zarah. So how are we learning out, again, different interpretations that you see that it has to be fattened for 7 years, or actually it's only forbidden up to 7 years, but that it's muktzah, but we see it was actually worshipped. So that would tell us a different halacha, not that of just muktzah. So Rabbi Achav Yaakov says, no, muktzah lavud v'lei avdu, it was set aside to worship, but it actually was not worshipped. And therefore, we could learn out the source of muktzah from that pasuk. But Rav Ami says, no, you're right, lo'il mavdu, it really was worship, but you can't learn out anything from that pasuk, which you would think to learn out something regarding neva, which would not qualify from that pasuk, because actually, b'chiddush, you can't learn out anything from that pasuk anyway, because the whole pasuk, the whole story over there, that narrative was all chiddush, was a novelty, and you can't learn out anything from a chiddush. Kedir Rabba Bar Kahana, because Amr Rabba Bar Kahana says, shmeidna dvarm hitir b'yisalad, there were 8 different permissibilities that were made on that night, that Gidon brought that carbon. First of all, chutz, he was slaughtering a carbon out of the base of Mikdash. V'layla, he was sacrificing at nighttime, like it says, v'yas layla. V'zaris was being done by a foreigner, he was not a kain. As you continue to have a chav tesim and al, v'chli sharis, he wasn't using the service vessels of the base of Mikdash. V'chli asheri, he was sacrificing with utensils that were used in the service of an asheri, which is a type of an avodah zarah, that's a tree that he was utilizing over there. V'atzi asheri, and he was sacrificing on the wood of Asher, like it says, Vashasher Asher Allah Techa, so you're going to cut down, use it as the fuel for the carbon. Umukta, and it was something that set aside of Avodah Zarah. Venevadim was worship of Avodah Zarah. So therefore he says, you're right, it was worship, but you can't learn out anything from that pasuk anyway, because that was a Hayru Asha, it was a temporary permissibility, and you can't learn out anything from that pasuk, and therefore don't ask regarding, oh, you see something regarding Nevad, because you can't learn that from that pasuk.